That was our theme music, and welcome to the fourth installment of
That's right.
of Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Here we are. Hello, I'm Courtney.
And I am Corey.
Let's see.
What a weekend.
Ooh, it's been a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a weekend that Courtney and I, as I said, well, first, I guess let's maybe explain what happened this weekend.
Sure. Well, the fantastic part of what happened this weekend is our third episode. We had on the guys from Pop Culture Sculptures, and they had an amazing event called A Twist in Time, which was also our 60th anniversary party.
Yeah, I think they had 13 or something participants, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. I should go back and recount.
I think that's right.
And actually ask them. What it was, for those of you who didn't come to the event or check out our social media, was we have our artist, Peyton and Darren, who have Pop Culture Sculptures, and they produced over this past weekend a balloon drag fashion show.
It's true. It was lovely. 7,000 balloons.
Over 7,000 balloons. And an interesting thing that I was talking with my grandmother yesterday, because yesterday was Mother's Day, mm-hmm. We were talking kind of about it, and she was just like, oh, well, you know, how long did it take them and all of that? And I was like, well, meanwhile, they're balloons. So
right.
They only were blown up and really put together this past week.
It's true, yeah. They
right.
did everything in a week. I think there were some pieces that maybe... I think
yes.
Peyton or Darren were telling me that they have that when they line the inside of a balloon with another balloon, and then something called high float, which
uh-huh.
is like a sealer of some, I don't know. We did not ask the right questions,
please
apparently,
please.
When we had them on for balloon conversation, but there's something that makes them last longer.
Yeah, but these are still balloons.
But yeah,
yeah,
I still think that pretty much from start to finish, we're talking like 2 weeks at the most to create these incredible looks. We will post some of them on our social media. I believe that our dear friend Zach Faust is finishing up our logo stuff today. And we will have an active Facebook page as of the end of today, hopefully.
Yeah.
So we
But that was a really fun weekend that we had. There was so much love in the room. They were raising money for KCAVP as well as...
Center for Inclusion.
Yeah, Center for Inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Very... Both causes that are near and dear to our hearts. So yeah, we had the wonderful folks out from the... KCAVP is Kansas City Anti-Violence Project, in case you don't know that acronym, is that right? Acronym.
Yeah.
And then the Center for Inclusion, I believe formerly the Like Me Lighthouse.
That is correct.
So, yeah, fantastic, wonderful charities within the city doing amazing things for LGBT youth and adults. So... Both wonderful organizations.
Yeah. So that was a really fun day. And while that was taking place...
while that was happening, my wonderful husband woke up in the morning, moved a refrigerator that we were selling, because that was the best part of learning that, and proceeded to rupture his appendix.
Yeah.
So
it was all hands on deck at
all
that
hands
moment.
On deck.
Because
sure.
He was running the lights for the event that we were just
Correct.
Talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was no longer available
no.
to do that.
No. He had emergency surgery on Saturday just after the event. So I came and we all did what we do, which is figure
it
out.
We made it happen.
And, yeah, we made it happen. It was a wonderful event. And sorry to anyone who was here that I did not interact with. I was a bit
right.
in a haze.
But as Courtney and I have always said since our first event that we ever did together, we kind of, it should be a tattoo, to be honest, that says, game on,
yep.
Yeah, because there was a moment where the sound wasn't working, and just normal little venues,
mm-hmm.
you know, silly things that take place,
mm-hmm.
and so we kind of sat in the theater, and it was just Courtney and me and our building manager, Dan, and all of a sudden we were like, we can still do this.
We can do this.
Like,
we can make this happen.
And it did.
Yep. We've done weirder things, I think, at events. Stranger
Dan
things
crawling underneath the stage with a cord 2 minutes before the show was supposed to start.
Right.
Fascinating.
It happens. We've always sort of been Nah, fearful is probably the wrong word for what I'm trying to say. It's just, it's always interesting because I think that myself and Corey and Dan always sort, we can make anything happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just getting ready to get some speakers out of my car and need plugging in on the side.
Yeah, I just have all the Bluetooths. Yeah. Like everyone, Bluetooth speakers unite.
Right. Knowing our luck, they all would have been like a half second off from each other. So it would have been like
chasing around the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Row,
mm-hmm.
row your boat.
That could be fun. Right, exactly. Luckily, didn't they start with money? So that probably would have worked from Pink Floyd. Uh-huh. That's like the one in my head. I saw Pink Floyd once when I was in 8th grade at the Arrowhead Stadium.
Cool.
And they did that where like all around the stadium, because it's kind of that egg shape, yeah. You know? They had, obviously, lots more money than we have, because it's Pink Floyd.
Sure.
And Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Both of these things are more solvent than we are. But they had chasing speakers so that the money sound went all the way around the stadium. It was pretty awesome. That's always the song I think of when you go to row, row, row your boat, and I go to money.
Well, isn't that, like, the true form of maybe some of our
one of the two. We should make a mashup of those for our intro music instead of just doot, 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 doot.
But didn't you all appreciate the doot, doot, doots?
It was perfection.
Courtney and I have been making jokes that we can't wait for our, like, 20th or 25th episode so then we can tell all you listeners to really go back and listen to how put together we were in this one. Let me say that.
Yes, sure.
So that kind of, I think, made for an interesting weekend for you, because don't forget that, you know, the day afterward was Mother's Day. So Courtney got the best Mother's Day gift ever, another kid to take care of at home.
Yep. It was interesting. And then the kids, of course, did not process Daddy being sick very well.
Sure. Well, it's the first time that has really ever happened, right?
It's true. Yeah. They've never really had to, like, steer clear of him like they have to right now, just because, you know, anything near his abdomen is at risk. He can't really pick them up or touch them really in any way right now. And, you know, hopefully after this week it'll be a little more, he can be a little more hands-on, but, and then I said incision to my 7-year-old, and she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well,
I don't know if this is necessarily the subject of today, but just kind of that idea of, like, Alex, this was his first time ever getting an IV and really ever having surgery, and when I was talking about that with my parents over the weekend, I was like, I've had an IV to check in, but I've never spent the night in the hospital because of something that I've had to do.
Right.
Like, I've never really had a major surgery or any of that stuff. So I feel like I am more on Alex's side of being like, I don't really know what that would do to myself because I've never had that before.
Yeah. It's definitely, I mean, I think that I was such a young age when I had my first surgery at like 4 because I got my tonsils taken out. I don't really recall that other than
hashtag I still have mine.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. So that I don't really remember. I remember waking up and I was in a crib still. Like I remember still being in and waking up and being like, why are there bars around me? Like from, you know, anesthesia or whatever, but that's about the only recollection I have. And my dad brought me a koala bear stuffed animal.
Do you still have that?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's about the only like portion of that I recall, but I have had a few surgeries since then, and a lot of procedures. So yeah, he had his first IV, first CAT scan and first surgery all in one day.
I've been a great supporter throughout the years of all my friends who have had surgery, but I've never actually...
Have you had a CAT scan?
I don't even think I've had a CAT scan.
Yeah, it's so funny because he and I have this, because I had a lung condition right after we got married that made it so that I had to have a CAT scan like every month.
Mm-hmm.
There for about 6 months I was being monitored that they were not, it was called histoplasmosis, and it was just a spot on my lung of fungus, actually. So, yum.
From a bat cave or something.
From a bat cave, yes, it's true. Not the bat cave, but a bat cave.
Histoplasmosis.
Right, histoplasmosis, yes. So I had to have a CAT scan pretty regularly, and it's the reason that I don't like cilantro, because when they put the iodine into your IV, it creates this very strange sensation that you have to pee. Everything is very warm, and it starts at the back of your throat and has this weird taste. and it tastes like cilantro to me. So when people are like, ooh, cilantro, I'm like, ooh, it tastes like a CAT scan.
Right.
And people are like, what do you mean it tastes like a CAT scan? And I'm like, you just won't know until you've had this thing. And now Alex is like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Right. And I was like, right.
He's never going to want that again. That's so funny.
Excuse me. Yeah. So, so he got to have that wonderful experience. Hopefully he does not have it again. And
so, you know, kind of a fun subject maybe we could talk about is just kind of ways that you as the caretaker maybe like take care of yourself. Like, I think that you like went shopping, you know, sort of to deal with maybe part of
that. I don't know if that was a good way to take care of myself, but it was the way I chose to stress shop because that's what I do. I remember once being so stressed about something. I don't even remember what was happening. But that, I had to go to Walgreens for something else, and I like bought pants at Walgreens because that's my like I'm either a stress eater or I'm a stress shopper. Sometimes I'm both.
Do you eat while you're shopping?
Maybe sometimes
a scone or something.
All right. Yesterday I picked up weird junk food, but then I didn't eat it because it's also I'm also when I'm hot I don't eat very much.
And we are warm.
It's warm
for all of you listeners.
Yeah.
In not Kansas City, because there's only, I think our radius is 7 feet from us. It was like 92 degrees yesterday from Mother's Day, which is, I think the news said that we tied our, like, record on what the heat was for this time of
month. Well, let's all be strangely honest about the fact that
it was snowing less than a month ago.
It was snowing 3 weeks ago on Sunday, and now it's 92. So we really didn't have any sort of semblance of springtime. Though it seems like we're going to get a break. The storms that are coming in tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
Wednesday and Thursday are like only a high of 80.
Don't you love like that electricity in the air with a thunderstorm?
So much. I love a good thunderstorm.
I just love standing outside and like feeling
it. I know. And watching it. Like there's nothing better than watching a lightning storm.
Yeah.
I remember the day that I left or the night before I left for Boys Town, which is a whole other episode in and of itself.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at the day before I left for Boys Town. there was a just lightning storm. No rain ever came down. But it was like just this crazy, like early summer lightning storm that's still to date, like the most beautiful I've ever seen. And I like walked around, I went to Loose Park and all of these things, probably did a lot of very inappropriate things before leaving for a treatment facility.
moment by moment, we're letting people in.
But there was a really good lightning storm. So, yeah, so I think there are storms coming in this afternoon and tomorrow morning, and I think that is supposed to relieve us of some of this humidity, because I think I could deal with the temperatures if it wasn't so thick outside.
Right.
It is so
muggy.
Just muggy and gross, and I'm just not prepared for that yet. Like, July, great. Okay, fantastic. But to go legitimately in 1 month from, like, not just it's kind of snowing, like, one of those weird freak occurrence spring, you know, springtime snows.
Right.
But, like, legitimate, accumulative, like, measurable snow fell in April.
And then,
right.
And like Hades.
Right, right, exactly.
From the Earth's core.
Right, it's insane. So, I think we talked about this last time about how I'm like, just reject all things having to do with turning on my air this early, but I did, now that Alex is home and recovering, we did have to turn on our air
maybe last night, because woke up and Matt and I were like miserable at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, we don't have to be miserable.
We don't have to do like, this, right?
And it was a real, like, 3-4 o'clock in the morning chat where you're just like, we don't have to be miserable anymore. But we tried it. We did fans. We did everything that you're supposed to do.
Sure.
I think I took a cold shower. But then what happened after I took that cold shower is I was condensating on my body.
Well, here's what I've heard. That
you're actually supposed to take a hot shower?
You're supposed to take a hot shower because your body...
Then will cool down.
Right. So,
but I seriously thought my skin was just condensating.
Right. I took a lukewarm shower yesterday. Yeah. Last night, like after
you
I
got
had,
a
like,
shower, that's right. A good
I
start.
Got a shower. I got a shower in amidst all of those things. That was like the one I treated myself on Mother's Day.
Treat yourself.
Like, you know what, kids? Here's an iPad. Here's a Vicodin into Alex.
Right.
I'm gonna get in the shower. I know. Get really crazy. Well, I'm gonna do a significant amount of stress shopping, and then I'm gonna come home and.
But you look great today.
You know, this shirt is really cute, right? You cannot see it at home, though. You will when
you
take
will,
this
on the
picture
photo.
Later, because we have the fabulous Miss Katie Gilchrist on.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to having our second guest.
Third, if you count Peyton and Darren as two separate people, as opposed to, you know, who would do that? They're one unit.
If you all could have seen the side eye I just gave her across the room, what? Yes, we'll be having our second/third official guest coming on, and Kitty Gilchrist is one of our people of the asylum.
Absolutely, yeah. She's been here literally since the very beginning. I remember, like, you know, roller skating around and doing ridiculous things with her when this was just a shell of a place. All the way up until...
She was in our opening party.
She was,
She was in our Studio 54 photo shoot. Mm-hmm. She is one of our teachers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things we'll recap again whenever she comes in.
Absolutely. And then she's a fabulous actress and performer in Kansas City. So I'm very excited to have her on. And so I think this weekend, she was also in the performance this weekend. She was in sort of a My Fair Lady number with her balloon look.
As a complete, like, image, hers was actually one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Because I felt that it was boom. Like, it was there. She had it all. There was another one, I believe it was Moulton, that was in. She had on a really fun, like, headdress. It was almost like the villain from Power Rangers, if you will. I will maybe
and
show.
Her little body. She had a staff, too.
Yeah, and these cool, like, wings that she had on the back. So I thought that was almost like, if it's a fashion show and we're supposed to critique it like a fashion show, I felt that that was a complete outfit. I loved everything about that. That was one of my highlights for the year.
Yeah, I think those two were definitely, like, iconic looks that you could get, as opposed to just sort of... So the notion
but they
of what
were
they
all
did...
so cool.
They were so cool.
Like, mind-blowingly cool. Like, when you actually look at it, you're... there was... Because before a fashion show, there's always last-minute, like, tweaks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was in the theater getting ready to open up the house, and Thomas is the third of them.
Tim.
Ooh, sorry, Thomas.
We'll
Tim.
Edit this out.
Nope. Sorry, guys. Tim was literally, like, bending balloons into getting someone in. Like, they couldn't, because I didn't realize that it, at the first, I did obviously by the time of the show, that they weren't building on actual clothing. That those thing that the balloons is the structure
pieces, right.
of that.
Yeah, and that, so Alessandra Blaze, who was fantastic, her look was
her
sort of...
complete all the way
it
down.
It was this beautiful kind of kimono look. It had, like, these gorgeous cherry blossoms on
that
it.
That headdress was
fun,
too.
Yeah, it was. And that one was super cool. And did you see that she gave that?
Yeah. Moulton stole that. She's thanks, Alessandra.
Right.
Bye.
So, yeah, it was, like, open all the way down the side, and they had to twist balloons all the way up to get her into
but
it.
The cherry blossom on that side was
so cool.
And technique. I mean, I hope that they challenged themselves to do stuff that was outside of their comfort zone. They made shorts for Ron McGee that I thought was really interesting. Just really, really fun.
Yeah,
stuff.
It was really
there.
Great. It was, despite all of the, like, turmoil in my personal situation, I had a fantastic time at the show. And
it was a perfect time for us, because it was in the afternoon. I haven't really done an afternoon event in a while, where you kind of have an evening.
Yeah, you get to go home and, like, have a normal dinner. Well, you got to go home, and I got to go to the hospital.
I don't think I had dinner that night, because I went to our good friend Strange Days Brewery.
Oh, sure, to the brewery
stop by.
With Amelia and Nate.
Yeah, but we'll have them on in the show later, but I love that I have a friend who has a brewery in the River Market, and it was a gorgeous day, and Matt and I just ran down there and had a beer.
Yeah, I went to the hospital, and Alex got taken to his surgery, and so I went down with the, like, anesthesiologist and the surgeon, and then they took me into the surgical waiting room, but because it was, like, Saturday at 6 p.m., it was, like, dark. None of the TVs were on. It was literally just me in this room, and he was like, well, spread out, do whatever you'd like.
Yeah,
and
enjoy.
So I was, like, sitting there thinking in my head, as I did not bring earbuds or earphones or anything, so I was just listening to a podcast about murder. Just out audibly, I was like, if anybody walks in right now, this is going to be a weird little scenario.
It's a woman sitting in a hospital listening to a murder show. Someone go check while she's here, please.
Right. Exactly. I thought this could go horribly awry and very, very strange if somebody peeked in on me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had a really nice meal out of the vending machine. Mm-hmm. I got myself a coffee. Mm-hmm. So that
what was
nice.
Your meal out of the vending machine? A nice honey buns, maybe?
No honey buns, though I do like a good honey bun. It was not... No, I think I had picked something else up. Oh, I had Winstead's. That's always my go-to hospital meal. Mm-hmm. Because it's right
down
there.
The street.
Right, it's right down the street. We do, you know, every time that I've had a lot of hospital experiences. I know that hospital very mm-hmm. well, St. Luke's on the Plaza. Yeah, when my dad had his heart attack, we went to Winstead's when my mom was in for her. We always end up there. And so I was taking the girls out to my mom's to stay the night there because I didn't know what the scenario was or when officially surgery was going to be. I got the call that they were about to wheel him in as I was driving there, and I was like, stall, I'm driving through the place
literally
at prom and graduation. Give me a moment.
My dad was sick, meal was Applebee's because it was right across the street from the St. Luke's and Lee's Summit.
Was it Easter that you had an Outback meal delivered to the hospital?
Probably, yeah. We had a... what did we do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, maybe it was Thanksgiving.
I think it was that, or that was Taco Villa. I'm not really sure.
Who knows? You get real crazy.
Dinner of Champions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Those two, luckily we're on the Plaza, so basically with that hospital. So it's not like I could have chosen anything, but I chose to get things through the drive-thru, drop my blanket off.
Winston's was a perfect option.
Yeah, and so then I finished it off because I did not get a milkshake as I normally do. I got myself nothing, actually. I just got the burger.
I got a cherry limeade there, too.
They've got a good cherry limeade. I really appreciate it. And then I stopped at the QT, the quick mm-hmm. trip, and got myself a coffee. And then from the vending machine, I believe, I had one of the big Kit Kats. You know, that's like the candy bar Kit Kat.
Wow.
Yeah, I
like
those.
You were living it up.
I really was. It was, I treating myself left and right with a big Kit Kat and a shower in one weekend.
That better, like, push you through for the next month, so you're not getting anything else.
Right, because my husband can't do anything for the next month. Mm-hmm. I'm very empathetic. I'm very sympathetic.
Well, maybe you and him should switch jobs, and he'll come and do computer work, and you can go do all of his manual labor.
Maybe. I don't know. He probably would not appreciate me taking over his position.
And I don't know if I'd appreciate him taking over yours. Just kidding.
You
strike that.
Strike that plan.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. You stay home, Alex.
Yeah. He'll be home for at least a week, which if anyone out there listening knows my husband, that's going to be
torturous.
Torture for him.
Torturous.
A week is, going to be... I think he's probably going to try and figure out a way to not be home for a full week. But he can't drive until he's done with his pain meds.
Right.
That's the only thing restricting right now, his driving. He can, but I don't think, as I said, currently with the abdominal surgery, he drives a Prius. Sorry to all of you Prius drivers out there. It's like a coffin on wheels. Don't know how you do it. I have a minivan, and I love every second of it.
Did you see Sarah got a new car this weekend?
I did, a little Mini Cooper, right?
Super cute.
So cute.
We stopped by and saw that
small
for a
cars.
Second.
I cannot, I don't want my kids or anyone else to be that close to me.
You don't want me breathing on your neck? It's existing.
I don't. And it's because I did not get the mom van when I became a mom. I got the mom van early on, because Alex's grandparents had the mom
Major
van.
Tom was in my life from the beginning.
Right, my lovely white, may she rest in peace, vehicle that is still, I believe, sitting in the A to Z parking lot because somebody cracked her engine block. Mm-hmm. So she was like my car. I had her for 5 years before I had kids. So I don't understand how, like, a small car to me is so claustrophobic that I cannot even. I'm just like, why are you all so close to me? It's terrible.
But her Mini Cooper and Sarah tooting around in it looks
so cute. Oh, of all of the small cars, Mini Cooper is, like, for sure the top of my
list. It was just so cute. I was like, well, happy Mother's Day
to you. Right, it's red, right?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
But that's because some woman busted her old car. She got into a wreck a week or so, right before they left to go to Chicago. And instead of dealing with that, because they knew they were going out of town for a week, they just were like, well, thanks. So they went yesterday and bought a car for Mother's Day, because that was nice.
Well,
what a difference
in a shower or a big Kit Kat.
No. She got a red Mini Cooper.
That's right.
And a car payment for Mother's Day.
Sure. Yeah. That's okay. Fair. My 75-cent investment doesn't seem like too much now. Okay. Well, I think we're going to bring on Katie.
Yeah, so next time you hear from us, we will be speaking with Miss Katie Gilchrist.
Yeah. We're here on KOJH 104.7 FM. We are back.
Hello, hello. So welcome back to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
So our guest today is our good friend Katie Gilchrist.
Hello.
Hello. We love Katie Gilchrist. As we were talking about earlier in the podcast, like, you have been part of our family from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember walking through this building when it was still ghost-ridden and deadly scary.
Deadly scary. Did you ever rollerblade around here with us?
No, I missed the rollerblading, but I remember walking through the baptismal font being like, this is how I die.
Right.
This is
this
it.
This is it. This is where, this is when it happens.
That's right, I was fondly remembering the night we tried to film the real world situation.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
With our characters, we like thought that was going to be really good.
And then you were in the photo shoot, too, right? For the grand opening party. You're on our legacy wall for that.
Yeah, me. Is that the one with me, Katie, Ashley, and Amanda?
And Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes.
And how did you join our family besides that? I know that you knew that. Was that Sean Hogue? Is that really how you got, like, super involved with all of us?
I mean, I got to know all of you better because I was seeing him, and that was...
I don't even know what year that was.
No.
10?
Eight years ago, maybe?
No.
Wait.
Ooh. Who knows?
Hold on.
Yeah, no, I think yeah. But I had originally met Courtney and Alex a very long time ago.
A very long time ago.
17 years ago. Like,
that's true. When I was in grad school and Alex was in undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. UMKC. So I actually knew them.
Yes.
But didn't really get to know all of you until, I was in a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
I realize that sounds very clinical. Until I was in a relationship with that person.
With, you know,
that. But I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about, like, who the hell Katie Gilchrist, like, is. And I know that's such, like...
She is tired.
Yeah. We were just having...
She needs a nap.
We were just discussing in the office prior to you coming in just kind of, like, how many different projects you sort of have your hands in right now. So what are some of, like, the constants that you sort of do all the time? We know that you're associated with the Pearl and things like that. So tell us just a little bit about... Your constants, as I will say.
Annie Cherry and I are co-proprietresses of The Pearl. We're about to celebrate our one-year anniversary, and The Pearl is a black box venue on 1715 Wyandotte. When that opportunity fell into our laps, I think we both had a moment of, and then just said yes.
Did you just blindly say yes? Were you just like, yeah, let's go? Or was there really, like, some pre-conversation chat that then...
We had a chat because, you know... Heidi had operated out of that space as the fish tank for so many years, and, you know, I'm friends with Rusty and Shauna, and I've watched them operate the living room, and I didn't want to go into running a venue lightly. I've seen you guys, I mean, it's like, I have friends, like, heart family that are doing it, and I know that it's not... If you go into it blindly, then I'm sorry for anyone who just got a venue and thought it's going to be easy. It's not easy.
It's not.
It's not easy at all.
You have to work while your husband's in the hospital.
Yep.
Like you did. Right.
Yep. Yep.
Or like the weekend I'm about to have, which is go to St. Louis, perform, leave as soon as I'm off stage, come back here, do something for Casey Strips, which is a thing I'm working on right now, and then produce in the Pearl the next two nights, and then the night after that have rehearsal for... The Bohemian Cult Revival show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a Knucklehead show. I mean, if I make it out of May.
Yeah.
And you do The Office this month, too? Is that?
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant. Parks and Rec, yeah.
So, I have The Pearl, I have Bohemian Cult Revival, and right now, in the past year, I have been working on Casey Strips, which is a fundraiser purely for AIDS Walk Kansas City and the AIDS Service Foundation of Greater Kansas City, and it's... basically, we're able to do it because artists and choreographers in town have donated their time, and it's our version of Broadway Bears.
Yeah, I love that.
You guys saw it before, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
And it's been gone for...
Two years.
Okay.
The last time we did it was actually the weekend that... Well, it was marriage weekend. It was the weekend that we had full equality in that regard.
That's a great weekend.
Yeah. And then
June 26, 2015.
That's
a good date.
Uh-huh.
Because we were also working on Proud right before. Like,
yes,
we were in the process of writing that.
And I got
to
do that show after having this weekend. And I remember all of us being in the building because we were at Missy B's. And it's a whole just queers and allies and lesbians and gays and transgender. And we were all just weeping, just openly sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got drunk about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's you're like, let's take off our clothes and drink and hug each other. I mean, it was, we were, right. But yeah. That's the last time it happened. Mm-hmm. And last year, after it being gone for 2 years, I, you know, called my friend, Ashley Personette, and said, do you want to produce this with me? Because I don't feel right that it disappeared.
Right.
Today's Ashley's birthday.
It is Ashley's birthday.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Oh. But I don't call you Personette yet.
No.
That's I still have her as Ashley Otis in my phone. Yeah. I can't.
She's just know. Otis in my phone.
Yeah.
Ashley's not even on the radar.
Right.
It's
Otis.
Just Otai.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Katie Gilchrist, as we also mentioned, is one of our three teachers with the Crossroads High School.
Mm-hmm.
So we also welcomed her into the Arts Asylum fold in a different capacity mm-hmm. as well. We just don't want to get rid of her at all.
I'm going to move in. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
When I go bankrupt, I'm just going to be hiding out in a studio and they won't know I'm here until I burn a mac and cheese somehow. And
that will happen. We do all know what everybody eats in this
place. Oh, do you?
Yes.
And well, that makes sense.
I burned a Hot Pocket earlier today and I knew it upon entry. I was like, that's Hot Pocket's gone wrong.
And Katie was also Yitzhak in the production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch that we produced earlier this year with
which closed
Justin Mimpelt.
Literally 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh my god, really?
And you haven't like stopped.
No, I wanted to. It's the middle of May, yeah.
Wow.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're almost halfway done with 2018.
Right.
Right.
Oh. I still have issues with that show being over.
Yes.
Right.
And I don't ever, that doesn't happen to me. Mm-hmm. But
she has a really wonderful tattoo that I'm able to.
Like I almost held it up to me. Look at it. Because like there's clearly a camera.
We have had a few more of those moments on this to be like, hey, you know, they make this face, and you can't see my face.
Can't see us. They can't see us.
So what are some of the other things that maybe we don't know about you? One of the purposes of this show also is a little bit like getting to know the person behind the face. So, if there are things about you that you would want your public to know about
do
you,
I have a public
adoring fan?
Your adoring fans, as we say, all fives and tens of the people listening to this podcast get to hear. So, currently, So, what is that thing that you think people get a misconception about you? What a question!
I think, and maybe I'm wrong.
Isn't that fun?
I think that people might perceive me in one of two ways, that I'm a total fuck up, and I don't work hard, and I don't get anything done, and I just drink all the time, and, you know, that couldn't be farther from the truth. I work constantly.
Yes. You have 50 people right now that you're just making a schedule for.
Yeah.
Right.
I wake up in the morning. And yeah, I do get to wake up later than other people, but that's how I've sculpted my life.
You also work later than a lot of people.
I do. I don't stop working. I mean, I was working on scripts for Parks and Rec, the parody.
The parody. bum, bum, bum.
Until 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
A couple, for, you know. And I would like to just say that, you know, yes, I do have fun and I do enjoy myself, but that's also how I've sculpted my life.
Yeah,
but I work very, very hard.
Right.
And I think the other thing people might think is that maybe I overwork myself. And you would be right.
Yeah. That one is a true
that is a... But I do have balance. It's just that sometimes those scales tip. Mm-hmm. Like right now in May where it's like, oh, no.
Right.
What have I done?
But we always say if you want something done, give it to a busy person. And I feel you're a busy person and you get crap done.
I color code my life. I have multiple calendars. I
look at her day planner.
It's true. They know that I do this. My day planner is quite literally a coloring book. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy it. And I think that, you know, there are things that I wish I was doing more of. I really wish that more people considered me a director.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I do consider you a director, which
Thank
is
you.
So fun. Yeah. And that's not even me, like, blowing smoke up because you're sitting on the couch with us. I would absolutely almost put director as one of the first two or three adjectives that I would describe you
Thank
as.
Thank you. I love that.
Yeah.
I love being behind the lights.
Mm-hmm. So. I call you friend first, and then I'm like, actress,
director,
teacher.
Teacher, employee.
Yeah, employee. Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck it up, Katie.
Don't fuck it up.
Do
That's
not.
RuPaul.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't fuck it up.
I have a religious candle of RuPaul that says that I got from Wonderland, that it's RuPaul.
Oh, it's Kitchen Creations.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love them. We should have them on the
show. You should. Wendy, she's amazing. Yeah. She made, well, didn't I give you guys a candle? I showed you the candles.
Yes.
The clown one, the one that you guys were like, never again.
Yeah.
Burning in fire. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your headshot for Chainsaw was your clown photo.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one that they made a picture of, right?
Well, there's one of me that's like, and I gave her that one.
By the way, that was another one of those moments for you.
You can't see. My hands are next to my face, and they're splayed out, and I basically look like Pennywise.
Mm-hmm.
So I used that
not
as a headshot.
Not the character from Urinetown that just took place here a little while ago.
Not the show that Corey just directed.
The clown
from It.
Yes.
Ah, done.
But yes, I did use that as a headshot, and mainly to see Forrest's face when he walked in, just so I could hear him go, Kate!
Kate!
You mean you really want to use this?
You might be the person who's performed on our stage the most, actually. Like, when
it's
I really
possible.
Think about that, of all, because you've done...
Well, I've done your events.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Was here with New Century Follies.
Hedvig.
Hedvig. Chainsaw.
Proud.
Yeah, you might be a winner right now for us.
It hasn't occurred to me.
Well, I mean, you just did the pop culture.
Hedvig.
Like, you just rocked her this past weekend.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't know if a lot of people out there in the world, the patrons or whatever, realize, is sometimes like the hustle that we watch some of the performers in town do. You got to come here and you literally put on a My Fair Lady balloon dress before, like, you probably left to go do some other show or some world.
I went to work late night that night.
Right, like, boom, 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 boom.
Ron actually that day said he was Gilchristing.
What does that mean?
Well, according to my family at late night... Gilchristing, or you're pulling a Katie, as they have said, is when you have more than three or four things to do in a day.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you're just bouncing around. They also apparently have an inside joke about firing someone and calling me because I could learn it within, like,
a certain amount.
Like, Katie's available, I'll just get her over here.
You are a quick study.
Yeah.
You've trained yourself, I think, to be, because you've been given also some crazy opportunities over the last years to where I literally feel like we were working on the Hedvig the first time, the concert version, and you were across the road doing a unicorn show, and we had to tech you at midnight that night.
Yeah, because I was doing Hungry, because an actress had to drop out, and then while we were doing a Hedvig, they were getting ready for Everyday Rapture,
right.
And they were 2.5 weeks into rehearsal. And that actress was replaced by me.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
It was like 2 weeks, right?
No, I had 6 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Two weeks.
Yeah.
Six days.
Yeah.
I look back on that and I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad I was so much younger.
Right.
Right.
I don't think I could have... Like, I think about that now and it makes me want to... Like, gag. Like, I start to...
That wasn't an intense show. Because that wasn't just, like, for anybody who didn't see that show. You were the only... thing in that show too, like it wasn't like, oh, step into this role.
Was that the Sherry Renee Scott?
Yeah.
I mean, luckily I had these women every day I'm grateful for it. Christina Burton and Chinua Anyanwu, who I basically said, if I'm in the wrong place, I need you to stick your foot in my ass and shove me where I have
to
go, because you know this show and I have no idea what I'm doing at all. And I think that's where
I got great accolades for that too. I think your reviews were actually pretty lovely. I know my parents came and saw it and loved you, but they're obviously
your parents are.
Supporters.
Yeah, we'd had dinners. We had birthday dinners before they saw
you. Yes,
it. At the Buca.
At the Buca Beppo.
That's right.
Yeah, like you're one of the originals.
Lots of chicken in front of your parents.
That's right.
Lunacy, right? You can't eat enough. So, what is something that you wish that you could sort of tell, like, the kids of tomorrow? Like, I know, it's killer, but if you prep it, it's not natural, so that's why I like to throw things out.
Mm-hmm. But I wish I could...
Because it seems
that
like...
if you wait around for something to get handed to you, you'll be standing there with an open, empty hand for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that right then. Don't wait for it, burst out.
You have got to do your own work. And just because you have a master's degree, or even if you don't, even if you've feel like you've put the work in, your work is never done. I believe wholeheartedly. Just so you guys know, if you think ever that, like, oh, Katie gets to do all this cool stuff, I sing every day, I read every day, I quite literally work on text every day. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not working on something having to do with this profession, because it's a vocation. And if you think that you can just get by with, like, doing minimal work, you can't.
You can't.
That's not going to work out for you.
Did you always have that work ethic, or did you have to fall into that as well because of some sort of situation?
I think I always, my parents are incredibly hard workers. And I think I know when I was a kid, I was so afraid of failure that I worked really hard so that I wouldn't fail.
Yeah.
And I think that's a major driving force for me now, is I'm afraid of failure.
Do you think you fail often, though?
I fail all the time.
Yeah, that's good. That's something Courtney and I talk about all the time, is people who are, like, scared to fail or even
their failure.
Yeah.
But I think
I
if you don't...
screw up every day.
Every day.
I'm probably screwing up right now.
Oh, I'm sure that Melissa doesn't go, no, no. We've just been talking this whole time.
We've been talking, right.
Not
all we're going to get is the very end when we turn it off. We're going to get the true candy behind
You'll
us.
You'll get, oh.
Yeah.
That Midwestern, like, whoa.
That was something I learned just about theater etiquette. So strange that you shouldn't say "I'm sorry" when you're like going down or you have to move someone out of the way, because you're not sorry. Like you should just say like "Excuse me."
Yeah.
But people are like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." You know, I'm so sorry to inconvenience you that I have to get to my seat that is at the end of this row. So that's something I've tried to change in my own verbiage, not to necessarily apologize for.
No, especially
really
if the people don't stand up and let you by. You're not sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm
if
not
anything,
sorry.
Like, may I please? I'll say, may I please squeeze past you? May
sure.
I please?
I may make a joke that says, I promise I won't pee through the show. You know, one of those things.
Sure.
But if I do, you're going to have to.
You're gonna have
I
to
told
deal
one.
With it.
This is really embarrassing. Somebody wouldn't move. I'm just trying to get to my seat, and I won't say where. It was a big venue in Kansas City. And I was going to go see a thing where music is played.
Ah.
And by a big amount of people. Fuck it, I'll just tell you, it was the Kaufman. And,
I was about to say, music is played in a hall.
In a hall, if it were.
Yeah.
So I'm getting trying to get by, and these people wouldn't move, and I'm with Mark. And I quite audibly turned to him and said, if these people don't move, I'll just fart all over them.
Yeah.
And you can see they went, oh, like...
Now
I'm gassy, I'm sorry.
Now you're gonna move.
Now you're gonna move.
Excuse me.
You don't want my butt in your face.
So
unless you do, burlesque fans.
Is
but
that,
you don't.
Do you give them the butt or do you give them the crotch whenever you pass someone going down the line?
Oh.
Are you a crotch or a butt?
I'm a butter.
Yeah.
I'm not a crotcher.
I'm a butter too.
It's the butt's necessary at the Kaufman because you could just fall right over.
If you crotch them.
Yeah.
You could fall on top of them.
Yeah, it scares the Jesus out of you. That would be straight around there. I did once, and I will say the venue that we're at, and I'll apologize to Cynthia in advance because Katie was with me. It was the two of us that we were going to see Head.
Oh,
the
yeah.
final day of Fringe, who knows what season. And we couldn't get out because there were so many people, and so we climbed down the sound booth ladder.
Yep.
Isn't that when you broke your foot?
Right. So
yep.
It didn't occur to me that when I got back up the sound booth ladder that I had on a dress, and sorry, Mom, I don't wear underwear. And I was like, well, this is going to be interesting to get flip my leg back over to get back
How
in.
How do you remember that?
Yeah, so I got back in and dislocated my knee.
Sure.
In
but
the
you also
process,
got a contract for
as the show was starting. I was just like, okay, here we are.
I'm turning to you and be like, are you gonna make this? What's going on? I'm trying to not be awkward, but yet I was incredibly awkward trying to help you. Be like, no.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
That's how I learned to just pee before you get into your seat. Smoke. I was smoking.
Yeah. Let's be real, America.
Yeah.
Not to. I'm just gonna go ahead and quote Monique Hart when I say that.
Right.
Yeah.
America, she was peeing.
So in this part of the show, Courtney kind of has a couple of series of just random silly questions that they like to ask. Just
like the James Lipton portion of
a little
right,
bit,
right.
Yeah.
Okay,
I always like to ask, you know, so what would your god or goddess say to you whenever they greet you in the afterlife? What do you think the first thing that they would say to you is?
What do I think or what do I hope?
Let's do both, just for shits and giggles.
What do I think? You got the wrong door.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. Uh-huh.
Your people are down there.
Yeah.
What do I hope? Your family's waiting in the back. There's a bottle of whiskey and a giant fluffy bed for you to sleep in.
That's sure. cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like,
that is a good
I point. Just hope that the people I love are there.
That's what I
And whatever that is. Like, I want to recognize other souls when I go.
Sure.
I always talk to my grandma because my grandmother is, you know, Lutheran and believes in everything from top to bottom. And I was just like, well, of course it sounds amazing to get to hang out with everyone for all eternity and whatever that sounds like. So, yeah, let's just keep rooting for that.
I hope it's that.
Yeah.
But it could end up being like The Good Place, mm-hmm. where you're just in hell with people who were to torture you,
or
surrounded by
clowns.
This probably is a simulation.
Yeah. I have felt like I was in a vortex for the last couple of months, to where I'm like, is this real life?
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is this actually blood?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's Keanu Reeves?
Mm-hmm. I vote Land of the Dead.
Hasn't he aged well, by the way?
He has. And he's so funny, too.
Ugh.
He's, like, a genuinely good guy, I think.
Man.
But he looks good.
I just got a little thirsty thinking about it. Like, he looks really good.
He looks real good.
It's a true story. All right, okay, let's see. What would you be doing if you were not doing this?
Sleeping.
But more in life. If you weren't Katie the artist extraordinaire, what would you be doing?
I was going to be a lawyer.
Awesome.
And then after undergrad, I also had the thought of possibly pursuing a degree in Irish literature and getting a PhD in teaching college. Mm-hmm. Really glad I didn't do that, because sometimes young people make me want to... I would be very fuck you, let's talk.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I'd probably be a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that that's what I'd be doing.
I said, like, a psychiatrist or something, because I like to sit on the couch and talk to people.
I mean, you made this part of your job. Yeah.
Natural.
Let me figure you out.
Aha. Yeah. What makes you click?
That's right. Where would you live, if not here?
If I could afford it, New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Dublin. I love Dublin. But I also love Galway City. Ooh, this is hard. If I could choose in America, I would definitely live on the East Coast. That's not to say I don't love being here, because I do love this city. But if money were not
an
issue,
sure.
Yeah, I think I'd be still in New York.
Yeah. How long did you live in New York?
3 years.
3 years.
That's so fun.
I do miss it. I don't miss the hustle, which is why, like, if money were not an issue,
right, sure,
I feel like...
Yeah. Sure.
If you could just be, like, a docent or something, you know, like, just have this money.
If I could Charlotte York my life.
That is a perfect reference, and I completely understand that. Mm-hmm. My husband all the time says that Sex and the City references are, like, not, you know, relevant anymore, and I'm like, you're not paying attention, though. Because they're all around me.
Yeah,
I completely
everywhere.
Understand the Charlotte York reference.
That's true, absolutely.
Because, you know, she did study.
Yeah.
Now, she came from privilege.
Sure.
She did.
But then she got a whole mess of a good life that she didn't have. I mean, she got to sit back and eat bonbons and volunteer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't know how I would do not doing anything.
No.
Yeah,
but
I
sure wouldn't hate the option to try that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see what it's like to not have anything to do.
I don't know. I don't think anybody in this room was actually... I think that if money wasn't an option, it would just... We'd have all the same things and not have to worry about them.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Like,
I would own the building that currently my space is in. Like, mm-hmm. I would produce and I would own where I live.
Right. You
and
may,
then
you
I travel.
Hire more house managers so that
Correct.
You don't have to,
right.
to be
yep.
there at all times.
Right.
But I don't think that probably many of us would be doing anything different. But, you know,
there's
if
only
you'd
one
like
way
to
yeah, like
dollars,
I,
we'll find out.
Yeah, if you'd like to give me money, I say as I stared at, like, the barrel of the microphone, give me money.
Give me money,
please.
Any of us will take money at any point.
I will gladly take your money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, exactly. okay, this one has gotten interesting answers. What problem or situation did TV or movies make you think would be a much bigger problem in later life?
To be honest,
yeah.
Two things. I seriously thought quicksand would be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was one
right.
of our main answers.
Or that yeah.
it's true. Like I feel like there were PSAs and shit. Like it was cartoons all the time in the '70s
Horses
and eighties.
Dying in Never Ending
right.
Story, like
traumatized.
Like because quicksand was just happening everywhere.
Right. And I guess I just thought. Well, that's it. That's
really?
How I'll go.
Gotta know how to get out of quicksand.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But it did feel, I guess, being a kid in the 80s, it did feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, I want to say it's John Mulaney that does this bit where it's like, you know, weed was always...
That's what I said.
But it was the villain that was like, holding the joint like this, right. Like hilarious.
I always say, like, the D.A.R.E. program in general. There's going to be someone standing outside of our door just being like, will you please take all of my, all of these drugs for free?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, your marijuana tablets and your, like, just everything. And I'm like, I have never had someone just stand
you
there.
You smoke your heroin and take your marijuana pills.
Exactly. Yeah, I always just thought that drugs were just going to be running rampant, and everyone was just going to be giving them away.
And, you know, according to the people that taught me in high school, I really thought I would have to use meth.
Right?
Oh, right.
I mean, I did, having worked in the bars, of course, but I'm not walking around beautiful mind-like scoping out geometric equations and trigonometry and shit.
No, I don't see those at all.
Stay in school, children. But
stay in school, but algebra is worthless.
It's, what do you do with it?
M and X and B, they mean
I'm never gonna use the Pythagorean theorem.
I haven't yet.
Thank you, Pythagoras, or, but well, I don't need it.
Yeah, wouldn't it be crazy if someone, like, listens to this and rebuttals and sends us in? These are all of the ways.
It will be Alex. Like, I use algebra every day.
Oh, no. I'm sure. They'll be like, oh, you dumb artistic bitches.
Weird
people. That's why I'm still friends with Sean Hope, because if I have to do math, I just send it to him in a text and he sends me an answer back. It's like, it's fantastic. I'm just like, hey, so I need the
personal text assistant. The only thing, does he graph for you like the whole thing seems to?
I'm sure he would if I needed him to. Because he loves that, and I.
He also loves for to inform you and yet make you feel stupid all in the same moment.
Yeah, that's why I just send him the.
I think it's his gift.
Yeah,
right.
It's. I think that might be his vocation.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait to have Sean Hope on the radio. He'll just sit there mute. I think. Like, he'll write the answers.
Right.
And not just make us read them out.
Just to fuck with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe we should have him on with his math tutor.
With Uri?
Yeah.
I love
that. Doesn't he take math class every week?
God, I don't know.
Does he teach Uri or does Uri teach him?
I think Uri teaches.
Yeah. Because he is a teacher, obviously.
Yeah.
I did last night a ballyhoo with him. Way back.
With Uri?
That was totally fun.
I went to the Uri, and he's a good man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when he met his wife, was during ballyhoo.
Oh, Danielle?
Yeah. Like, they met because they, I think he played her uncle in the show, so, in hindsight, kind of a strange relationship, probably, but, oh well.
You might want to edit that part out.
Nah.
Nah, whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's my opinion.
Uh-huh. It's called Couch Chats with Corey and Court. Not
true.
What's your opinion. Right.
Right. Okay, let's see. What was the last gift you gave someone?
That silence is my thinking.
I know.
Are we allowed to sing that on the radio?
I don't know, probably not.
The last gift I gave someone.
Who knew this would be the stumper?
That was not what you want to tell the children of the future.
It was my presence. No.
That's why it's called a present. No.
I'm pretty sure it was gifts from my nieces or nephew. Mm-hmm. I haven't given my mother her Mother's Day gift. I see her tomorrow, so...
Cool.
Over Christmas. I gave Mark things. No, it would be my niece. It'd be for my niece's birthday.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Kids are the best to get the gifts. Oh,
yeah. It's really exciting, but it's also really weird when they get older. I know
true.
That you know this.
Yeah.
But
Courtney's dealing with a 16-year-old right now, ladies and gentlemen.
She's impossible. I got her aerial classes for the summer.
Ooh, fun!
That's a great
That's a
gift.
Great gift. I gave my 9-year-old books.
Yeah.
But
and I just tend to give books. Yeah. I like to facilitate literacy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things, Drag Queen Storytime.
Right.
Yeah.
For kids.
Mm-hmm. I love that. If none of you, our listeners, have gone to one of those, you absolutely should.
Really, really cute.
Who was your last one that you had on?
Moulton Decadence.
Yeah. And I heard, like, that she did pretty well.
She was lovely. Yeah. And that one was underattended, but, you know, once the summer hits, like, warm months, it's almost harder because... You know, kids don't necessarily want to be inside, but it's,
sure.
You know, it's a short event. We still had like 20 people there.
I love Moulton so much.
Yeah, she's remarkable.
Yeah.
And then June is Ron McGee.
Awesome. Has anybody done Marlon Bando yet?
I think Ron will be doing Marlon.
Okay.
If not, I know that Jessica Dresser wants to.
Oh my God.
She's like, I'm not a drag queen. Like,
aren't you?
You're like, mama drag queen.
Right.
I mean, she's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're just... Jessica Dressler, yeah, so right. You're going to be fabulous.
Right. Yeah,
right.
I mean, Ron's going to paint, and all she has to do, yeah, exactly. we do have a drag king next month, which is also very exciting. We have Boris to Death, which
cool.
is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really proud. Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That hey, Site Realty, if you shut down the building, you're going to have to answer to me. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Sorry, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't shut us down.
No. Please don't, because then where would the little children go?
Where would the children go?
Right. Where will the children
go? Where will the children go?